Pyongyang is threatening to carry out more weapons tests after firing projectiles in response to joint military exercises by Washington and Seoul. North Korea's foreign ministry says it has the right to develop, test, and deploy powerful weapons because of U.S. threats. It says all joint drills by the U.S. and South Korea are aggressive war exercises simulating preemptive attack on the DPRK. North Korea says Washington is inciting tensions by deploying a large amount of latest military hardware in the South in disregard of its commitments to suspending the exercises. Now, this after the North fired two short-range ballistic missiles from Hwanghae province into the East Sea. That was the fourth time in the past 12 days that North Korea fired projectiles. South Korea slammed the test.
감시 자산에 의해서 획득.
We slammed the test. This goes against the spirit of the September 19th agreement, which is about putting efforts to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. We also stand firmly
against a disturbing pattern. The United States has also reacted to the incident. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says Washington won't overreact to a series of missile launches by North Korea in recent weeks and would keep the door open to talks with Pyongyang. Now, the tests come less than 2 weeks after the start of joint exercises by the U.S. and South Korea. Press TV correspondent Jennifer Chang says that North Korea's firing of more missiles would bode ill for President Trump's re-election bid and his efforts toward denuclearization.
If the North Koreans keep doing these missile and projectile tests, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, to the U.S. President Trump, it's terribly important to get reelected by showing the American public what a good job he's doing in denuclearizing North Korea and keeping the North from firing ICBMs and doing nuclear tests that could threaten the U.S. mainland. But he's not shown South Korea that he really is concerned about South Korea's defense, and South Korea is very worried. So that's driving the alliance apart, the U.S.-South Korea alliance, especially since Japan, another key U.S. ally, is now having a trade war with South Korea, and the U.S. needs South Korea, Japan on board with it to counter the North's nuclear program. This could bode ill for President Trump and his re-election campaign.